Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Although our society has begun its preparations for the birth of Christ, even if they are hesitant to mention his birth, the Church begins its preparations today. Our liturgy, however, wants us to know that we are not only preparing for a special celebration 4 weeks from now, but our readings put before us the bigger picture. It's not just the celebration of Jesus' birth that we are to prepare, but also we must prepare for the day when he comes again to bring us into his kingdom. Advent tells us Christ is coming, but it also asks us, are we ready to meet him? Doesn't it sound as if our Lord is speaking to us today when he tells us, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life? We have to struggle against this happening to all of us during this time of the year, buying gifts, decorating, sending cards, and going to parties might be nice, but the question is, how much do they do for our inner self, our spirit, besides maybe wear us out? Jesus tells us pointedly in today's gospel, be vigilant at all times, and pray. In the midst of all our preparations for Christmas, we have to work at making this also a time of spiritual preparation, or Christ's birth will be a shallow event for us. His coming 2,000 years ago will have little or no value for us. If his birth is an event without much depth of a spiritual meaning for us, neither will any other part of our faith have much depth of meaning, including the beautiful gift of himself Jesus gives us every Sunday in the Eucharist. Jesus' first coming was simple and humble. He's coming to us now in the poor, in prayer and sacraments, and we can experience that presence by faith. But his coming in the future will be glorious and unmistakable in glory and majesty, although it will be frightful for some, as he tells us in today's gospel. People will die or fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. But if we are prepared, not just for Christmas, but for Christ, the Lord tells us in today's gospel too, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. On this first Sunday of Advent, we prepare for his coming by beginning to tell his story again. The story of his birth, his miracles and teaching, his death and resurrection. St. Luke will be our mentor throughout this year. In hearing the account of Jesus' nativity, we might be tempted to think that that's something we've heard in the past. The truth is that we are not the same person we were in year past or in other time of our lives. We've grown older. We've encountered new experiences. We may have made new friends, or other friends have gone out of our lives. We most likely see things a little differently than we did a year or 2 years ago. As we hear it again, we will see the story of Jesus perhaps a little differently than we did a year ago. Perhaps it will mean a little more to us than it did then. Although the story of Jesus does not change, we do. We have to keep hearing it because it's the story of the greatest love, the story of infinite love, a story of infinite meaning that will continue to speak to us. We will never exhaust the richness of the love Christ has shown us at his birth. So, at the beginning of this Advent season, I encourage you to think about the way you are going to prepare for Jesus' birth. He's coming in 4 weeks. Are we going to be ready to welcome him? What are we willing to place on the altar of sacrifice? Are we ready to make room for Christ in our daily lives? We have to think about maybe increasing our prayer life, coming to adoration more often, spending more time with him in silent adoration. I also encourage you to receive the sacrament of penance. What a beautiful time to experience God's mercy in this beautiful sacrament. It's beautiful to think that any time we receive Jesus in the sacrament of penance, we celebrate Christmas, because Christmas is the coming of God, of Jesus, into our lives. At every absolution, the mystery of God comes into our souls and fills us with his love and mercy. Let's think about that. And it is not so much about doing this or that. We have to aim at our conversion. So in Christmas, not only do we have to celebrate the birth of Jesus, we are also invited to celebrate our rebirth. If we prepare, if we eagerly await Jesus' coming, the day of Christmas, he will come to us, he will knock at your door, and if you let him in, he will be born again in you. He will give you his grace and his love, and that way we'll be able to begin again, to start over, and to witness miracles in our lives. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.